In Luke chapter 11, the disciples spoke to the Lord Jesus Christ and said, "Lord, teach us to pray." Mind you, they did not say, "Lord, teach us how to pray." For they, like us, knew how to pray. But again, they, like us, needed to be taught to pray. The value, the necessity of coming into the presence of Almighty God through the name of the Lord Jesus and laying hold upon Him in prayer. We know how to pray. We know that we are to pray to the Father through the Son in His blessed and worthy name and in all that it stands for, through the intercessory work of God the Holy Spirit. We are taught to come humbly and yet to go boldly to the throne of grace. We are taught to come seeking His will, and yet the necessity among Christians today is to pray. Not how to do it, but how we need to be prayer warriors in this wicked, sinful, wretched, miserable world in which we're living. There are several reasons why we don't. One is because of a definite lack of appetite, that is, a desire for prayer. When someone has a physical lack of appetite, it's because of a sickness. Generally speaking, it's a symptom of something else. And when you and I develop a lack of appetite or desire to lay hold upon God, to communicate with Him, to talk to Him, we have something wrong with us spiritually, and it needs to be set right. Another reason in this 20th century why people do not pray as they should is because of the lack of time. It's been described as the busiest generation ever to exist. We're living too fast. It's hurry, worry, and then bury. We miss the blessing of being in His presence. If there is much prayer, there's much blessing. If there's little prayer, there is little blessing. And if there's no prayer, we can count on no blessing. We read in Luke 18 that men ought always to pray. In 1 Thessalonians, we read, "Pray without ceasing." George Mueller, that very busy man of God, with so much work to do, used to start his day with 3 hours in prayer. D.L. Moody arose at 4 o'clock every morning, not to go fishing or hunting, but to go before the throne of grace, go to his God, and pray. David Brainerd is said to have spent more time praying than he ever did preaching. And Jonathan Edwards, who preached that fiery sermon, "Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God," spent 3 days in prayer before he dared preach such a message. Oh, friend of mine, what is your excuse for not praying? Whatever it is, it's a pretty feeble excuse for not talking to the God of heaven. I'm assuming, of course, that you know Him as your Lord and Savior. If you don't know Him, then throw yourself at His mercy. Acknowledge your sinful guilt and trust the Lamb of God, the Christ of glory, who says, "I'll give you eternal life." Every Christian can pray for any need, for length of life, such as Hezekiah, for help as David, for rain as Elijah, for a son as Hannah, for grace as Paul. We can pray anywhere, in the deep as Jonah, on the housetop as Peter, on your bed as Hezekiah, on the mountains as did the Lord Jesus, in the wilderness as Hagar, in the street as Jairus, in the cave as David, or on the cross as the dying thief. We don't recommend, however, that you wait that long to trust Christ and to plead the mercy of God through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus. Not only can you pray for any need and anywhere, but you can pray anyhow, short as Peter and the publican, long as Moses at the consecration of the tabernacle, or Solomon at the dedication of the temple. You can pray in silence as Hannah at the temple, in secret thoughts as Nehemiah before Darius, aloud as the Syrophoenician woman, in tears as Magdalene, in groans or songs as David. And bless God, you can pray any time. In the morning as David, morning, noon, and night as Daniel, midnight as Paul and Silas, in childhood as Samuel, in youth as Timothy, in manhood as the centurion, in age as Simeon, in sickness as Job, in death as Jacob and Jesus. Friend of mine, pray now. Will you? May the Lord bless you.